Yeah, well, what's happened over the last while is the social housing means assessment hasn't changed much. Now, it did change a number of years ago, but listen, there's been a lot of changes socially since that. Like, you know, the cost of living crisis has deepened, and just the cost of everything has risen, and including the minimum wage. And what's happened is you have a lot of people now who are in the minimum wage. And listen, the rise in the minimum wage is needed and is very welcome. But what's happened is you have a lot of couples and a lot of people who are on the minimum wage, but now they find that they're above the means to get on the social housing list. So you have people who are working, out working every day, working in pubs and restaurants and factories and jobs they get there, you know. Not the best paid jobs, but they're on the minimum wage, and now they find that they're not fit to get on the housing list.
And that there's a rhetoric about that you hear, that you'll hear people often saying that you're punished for working and that you're better off just staying at home, you know, relying on benefits. And it's whenever we hear things like this that will confirm that bias to those people.
Well, people are always better working because, you know, listen, you get out of the house and you get, you know, working's the most healthy thing you can do. But financially, unfortunately, it's just not the best thing, because the way the government have set things up now, especially with social housing, you know, the minimum wage now is €14.15 an hour, and if you're working 40 hours a week, that's 566 euros a week, which comes up to €29,432 a year, you know. So the social housing for a single person is €30,000 is the maximum you can earn before you get on this, to be allowed on the social housing list. So, you know, 29,000 is only less than €600, you know. The problem is you have people, single parents, who are getting the working family payment if they have a couple of children, and there that puts them over the limit. You know, if you have somebody working who gets a couple of hours overtime, that puts them over the limit. You know, so listen, the government needs to look at this seriously. It's not a council decision. This is a government decision, and the government have put us in Donegal in Band 3. Well, we've always been in Band 3. So basically, there's three different bands, and we're in the lowest possible bracket of being allowed to earn €30,000 a year for a single person. There's other, the Band 2, you're allowed to earn €35,000, and Band 1 is €40,000. So listen, Donegal need to go into Band 1, you know, at least, and maybe even more, you know. But it's very unfair for families and for individuals who are working that they're not fit to get on the social housing list. And that's why I brought my motion to the council. And listen, it's not the first time I brought this motion, and other councillors brought this motion as well. So this is this isn't just around here. This is happening countywide and across party. Everybody wants to see this changed, but it's up to the government to change it.
And I suppose just finally, councillor, have you examples of I suppose people who've been sort of caught in that position of what they're left, or like what their circumstances are?
Oh, I know heaps of them. There's people coming to me all the time. There's people that have been on the housing list that have been taken off it, and people then that can't get on the housing list. And as you say earlier in your piece there, there's people who are in a relationship and have children, but two of them go in together. You know, if one of them's working and the other's getting a social welfare payment, that puts them over the limit. So you have a situation where people are going in as individuals and putting their name on the council housing list. Maybe a woman with her children putting their name on the council housing list and keeping their partner off it. You know, this is the kind of thing that went on years and years ago. This can't be expected to go on now. The government have to wake up and look at the reality of life, you know, the reality of the cost of living and the reality of people want to be fit to have a home. These are the people who can't afford the rise in rents. The rents are going up all the time. They never get a mortgage because they don't earn enough, and now they're told they're earning too much to get on the social housing list. No, this is just ridiculous. This is something that needs to be changed. It needs to be changed as quick as it can.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to stop.